I'm going to talk it over with Brian Jones, head coach of the North County Raiders. And tonight, Coach, what a game for your offense. What a game for your defense. I'm sure you're really proud of these guys.
Absolutely. You know, it's been a grind all year for these guys. And we played a really, really tough schedule. Last time I checked, our opponent's winning percentage was well over 60%. And it's the toughest schedule to this point that we've played in my tenure. We've been shorthanded all year. We had some kids not come out that would have really made a difference this year, and for whatever reason we lost them, and then we faced some, you know, had some injuries to some key guys, right after the Glenwood game and through the meat of the season. We're getting those guys back and healthy, and these other guys have kept grinding and kept improving every week, and it's tough when you're playing these kind of games that we're playing, that's physical football, to come out and every week beat on each other Monday through Thursday and then have to play a game against a really good physical opponent on Friday. But these guys have risen to the occasion. I'm really proud of the way we've finished this year. Our finish the last three games is exactly how it was last year, our last three games, and that's something that we can hang our hat on. And definitely these guys, they didn't quit, that's for sure.
You look like Sullivan coming out here tonight, dominating that first quarter, holding on to the ball longer than we thought you might hold on to it. And then you get the 3 points off of that, got the ball back after a three and out, and had the ball moving again when that pick six came up. But early on, you really dominated this game.
Yeah, there was a little voice in my head telling me not to call that play. But I got greedy, and it's been good to us the last couple of weeks. And if my father-in-law's listening, he knows what voice I'm talking about. And because we talk about it all the time, but I listened to that voice later on the two-point tries that we had, and it paid off. So I was really feeling good about our guys after we went down and got some points and then held them to a punt, and I felt like I let the kids down with that call that I made. We knew that Sullivan was pretty big up front. We knew that they were going to be physical, and we might have a hard time moving them, and they were. And I think the front that they played us in kind of took advantage or took away some of the stuff we like to do, and we had to make some adjustments accordingly. And we got a really good coaching staff right now that's grinded all season, and we made some things happen the second half, and it was enough.
You know, we keep trying to pick out a play of the game, and we go down the line and we see, on the Sullivan side, the pick six was a big play of the game, and then you see the Brady McClure 85-yard touchdown run. But I think one of the bigger plays of this game was the special teams right before the half, when it looked like you guys were going to go in down a couple of points, and you get a huge run back by Robinson, and you're right in business.
It's funny you bring that one up, because when that happened, I told Jamal, I said, they're going to kick to you again, and I said, and you're going to hurt them. And that's exactly what happened, because if that would have happened to us, we'd have kicked that to the same player again. So that was a smart move on Coach R and his staff's part. But I knew what Jamal, I knew what capability he had, and he showed everybody tonight. Aside from that return, he had some huge third down catches too. And he's a guy that is. Was a starter as a sophomore, and then kind of was a role player last year, and through all that he stayed positive and he was a team player the whole time, and now he's getting more and more involved in our offense, and he's getting more confident, and he's getting a better understanding of it, and he's really starting to get excited, and he's a guy we got to get involved next week and the week after, however many more games we have in us. He's a guy that has to be more involved offensively as well.
Your defense was a real big part of this game, especially in the second half, stopping the two-point conversion, stopping them on fourth down a couple of times, and just keeping them out of the end zone toward the end of the game, and then eventually taking the ball away from them at the end of the game.
Yeah, we told them in our film session this morning, or this afternoon right after dinner, between dinner and walkthrough, we showed them what they do, and we told them every time Sullivan gets 3 yards, they win. They win the play. Every time we keep them from getting 3 yards, we win the play. And you know, when they got in there, when they got out of their power eye stuff and got in their wing stuff, you know, they got after us a little bit. It's something that we didn't rep quite as much as the power eye. Quite frankly, it was something that we weren't quite as concerned with, and maybe we should have been. But we also had a short, you know, some short practice days this week, and we didn't have a lot of preparation time, as it would happen. We had two home games on Tuesday and Wednesdays, and our young guys went to Poplar Bluff on Monday, so we had an abbreviated practice Monday, and then we didn't get as much individual time in on Tuesday and Wednesday as we had hoped. But you know, we had a great Wednesday practice. Kids really prepared well, and they watched a bunch of film this week and prepared themselves mentally, and you know, we were able to grind out a win.
Special teams, defense, offense, everything working really well tonight. How about injuries? I know that Lashley looked like he got his bell rung a little bit in that second half, was out for a while, but came right back in, and you guys missed him when he was out, you could tell, and when he came back in, seemed like everything was okay. Everybody seemed to be okay at this point?
Yeah, it was the craziest thing. I said on the headset when we were helping Noah off the field, I said, you know, he's out for the season, and he wasn't on the sideline very long, and Andrew said, hey, I think he's going to be all right, and I said, you make sure you're 100% sure. Andrew, our trainer Andrew Winch and I, we got a great working relationship. He has the final say on whether or not kids play or not, because the reality is they're going to live long lives, you know, hopefully after they're done playing high school football, and they got to live in these bodies that they have. So, you know, if we err on setting a kid, it's always on the side of caution, and Andrew's really good about that. And Andrew came to me and he said, I think I'm going to check him again at the quarter. And he said, right now it's looking really good. And at the end of the third quarter, he got back in, and it was a big deal down the road. I just can't say enough about Andrew and the way he takes care of our kids, and I can't say enough about these guys that come in, haven't played much varsity reps for a while. Jesse Johnson and Owen Myers, they came in when we needed them to, and then they were prepped and mentally prepped and ready, and they were definitely contributors. You know, Jesse's been hobbled up with this nagging ankle for about 3 weeks, and he's tried to go a couple times, and it just wasn't right, and we got him some good reps yesterday in practice, and he was starting to favor it again towards the end of practice, and we shut him down, and he was ready to go tonight, and he definitely made some big contributions.
Final thoughts on this season. I know you guys are headed into district now, and you don't know how the districts are going to play off just yet, but as you said in pregame, you're probably going to play somebody you've played already. Do you feel real comfortable the way your team is playing right? I don't want to say comfortable. I should say, do you feel confident in your team and the way they're playing right now as they head into districts, no matter who they play?
I don't know. We're playing as good a football as I think we're capable of playing. We know we still have some weaknesses, and we have some shortcomings, but these guys are grinding and they're helping overcome that, and I'm getting a ton of help, you know, from the assistants this year, and they've really risen to the occasion. Our entire staff has, and the, as far as preparing these kids and making in-game adjustments and keeping me in check, you know, these guys have done a fantastic job throughout the entire season, and it's really starting to pay dividends. You know, the stuff that people were maybe critical about, you know, early on, maybe they didn't understand the caliber of opponents we were playing, and now they're kind of, you know, I think we're all seeing it. And the big thing is that, you know, the kids are playing with a ton of confidence right now. And if they don't think they can win, we can't win. And when they think they can win, we have a chance. But it's all about the confidence of the kids.